guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, we're going to end the day here today with the grains mostly higher, corn a little bit lower, but the wheat was the leader here today.
It sure was. It's a strong wheat market out of Europe. The made-up wheat was up 3 euros a metric ton. And then we got the funds record short in Minneapolis. They were short over 24,000 contracts in Minneapolis wheat here last week. And there's more talk of problems in Europe and Eastern Europe. There was a story out today that Russia's wheat crop may be no larger than last year's, which was kind of a crop failure. And there's, you know, Western Europe has problems, Germany, England, and France had some issues of getting the crop in last fall because it was too wet. So there's a lot of little problems around the world that, you know, may end up being kind of a big deal here when it's all said and done.
Well, and then even that, we have planting issues going on here in North Dakota, but then you get over into the Eastern Corn Belt in that white wheat area, and they had a frost damage. It looks like we may be seeing some more frost damage than first thought too, huh?
Yeah, there was, you know, frost issues all over this spring, all over the country. And the Kansas people are having a virtual wheat tour, and they're finding there again some poorer than expected stands of wheat and potential yields. And, you know, reports in that southwest corner of Kansas that, you know, early estimates are 10 to 20 bushel wheat, where last year they had a record crop, you know, 50 plus in that part of the world. So definitely got some issues out there in the wheat.
Yeah, okay. Livestock side of things, a little bit softer here today. Actually, we're a lot softer here in the feeder cattle market, but it seems like we get close to that $100 live cattle and we see pressure put back on that again.
Yeah, nobody really knows what the true cash market is in these live cattle. I mean, there's those formula prices that are being paid in that 105 to 115 every other day, but that's based on the cutout. And that's for very few of those cattle. We're still backing cattle up. We do have a cattle on feed report on Friday. You know, we expect to see, you know, very low placements, but on the other hand, very low marketing. So it's going to just take some time to get these plants running full bore and to catch up on the slaughter here.
And the hog market, other than maybe the July and August contracts, would seem like we're kind of maybe turning a corner here, a little bit higher.
Yeah, we're looking at the December, August way out there. We almost got back down to the early April lows here, which were in that $48 area, but we got to 52 here this morning. We bounced off of that $53, so hopefully we get, you know, again, these processing plants running full steam and get these exports, because, you know, the exports of both beef and pork were very good up until the virus shutdown hits.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
There's some guys talking about a little dryness showing up in the southern corn belt here, too, possibly this summer. That was out this morning, too. And then the energy, we did see a draw of crude of 5 million barrels, or just under 5 million, which did help the crude market a little bit. A little bit of a build in gasoline and fairly big build in distillates with jet fuels wandering, you know, can't find a home for that. So that's getting refined again into diesel fuel. But diesel fuel in other parts of the world, demand is taken off again. So kind of think we've seen the bottom in the energy markets for now.
You almost get the feeling we're turning a corner here.
Let's hope so.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.